Podcasting from London, Ontario, Canada, this is The Lovers, The Dreamers, and You. An interview show where creative people talk about what inspires them to pursue their dreams and do what they love. And now, your host, Karis Thomas.
Welcome to The Lovers, The Dreamers, and You. I'm your host, Karis Thomas. This time around on the show, we have a very special episode for you because we were live, yes, live, at the 4th annual Beat Magazine Dish Awards. For those out there who don't know what the Dish Awards are, well, they're a local theater awards show, and they're sponsored by Beat Magazine, who's our primary source for reviews in our community. Essentially, it's a fun night for us to dress up, socialize with each other, and celebrate the accomplishments of the past year of theater. This year, the Lovers, the Dreamers, and You team took to the red carpet during the pre-show to ask some of the audience what they were excited for and what they loved in the past year, and yes, of course, who were they wearing? We had some fun, let me tell you. So, what you're about to hear are some great chats with the talent in our community. Some of it's silly. All of it is in good fun, and we hope that you enjoy. We hope you enjoyed this special live episode. It was fun for us to do, but we would like to hear your thoughts. So please give us your feedback and ideas for the show. We're on Twitter, @LoversDreamers, and you can like us on Facebook, The Lovers, The Dreamers, and You.
Look at us, here we are, right where we belong. The curtain's up and the lights are bright and they're playing our old song.
I am at the Beat Awards with the fabulous Mark. How are you tonight, Mark?
I'm fine. How are you, Karis?
I am in great spirits. How did you get ready for this wonderful event?
Lots of preparation and lots of work with Donald and some other great people. I'm very happy that this is my 4th Dish Awards.
Well, why would he use anyone else?
Exactly.
You are the musician of the Beat Awards.
I guess I am. I've been classified and I'm in that permanent position. So.
Now, have you won a dish before tonight?
I have. Last year I won Best Dish for Musical Director for White Christmas, and the year before I won Best Dish for Musical Director for The Producers.
And are you nominated tonight?
No, I'm not, but it's okay because I get to see some of my other colleagues out there, and I'm hoping that I hope that they'll be able to win an award tonight, and I can just watch and enjoy.
So who are you pulling for tonight?
Oh, you know, all of them are A, number one in my books. It's a hard decision to make. But whoever wins and whoever doesn't win, I wish everybody the best.
That is such a diplomatic answer. Well, I hope you have a fabulous time tonight, and we'll certainly be enjoying your fabulous music.
Thank you, Karis.
Have a good time.
And you too.
Well, here I am again at the Beat Awards with the fabulous Cassandra Hodgins. Say hi to the world. Hi, world. And how are you feeling tonight, Cassandra?
I'm really excited. I've never been to the Beat Awards before, so this is a first for me.
And, I mean, we all know how fabulous you were this past year on TV. She's looking all blushing and stuff, folks out there in the internet. She has no reason to blush. We know you were fabulous. Okay, say that again.
Thank you.
And you're going to get to sing a fabulous song tonight. Are you excited about this?
I'm really excited. I actually, I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's one of my favorite songs mixed with, obviously, one of my favorite songs. But it's just, it's a lot of fun. It's going to be a great number, and I'm really excited to play it with Mark Smith, and it's going to be great.
He's a wonderful accompanist. So from that little hint, it sounds like you're going to mix it up a bit.
Well, it's a little bit of a medley between two awesome numbers. And, I mean, it's, the point of tonight is just have fun and do what you love to do, and that's what I'm planning on doing.
I love that. That is what we're all about at The Lovers, The Dreamers, and You. Are you nominated tonight?
You know, I'm not, actually. Well, the only thing I did when I was in London this past year, except for Over the Rainbow, was Hairspray. But we are nominated for Best Youth Musical, so hopefully that happens, but you never know, so.
So aside from that show, is there any other special person or special award that you're really excited to hear the results for?
Well, one of my really close friends is up for best supporting actor for Cat in the Hat in Seussical, and his name is Andrew, and I'm really excited to see if he wins or not, and yeah, so that's my story.
So we'll hear a squeal from you if he wins.
I may or may not pee my pants. That's all I'm going to say.
We will tweet that when it happens. Thank you for talking with us, and I cannot wait to hear you sing.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for talking to me.
Awesome. Enjoy the Beat Awards tonight. Hi, welcome. It's the Lovers, the Dreamers, and You, and we're here with our good friend Danny Ostropolic.
Oh gosh, I didn't know you were doing this here. Hello, how are you?
We're great. It's great to have you back on the show. Introduce us again to your partner.
This is my partner, Brian Chun.
Oh wait, say that again.
This is my partner, Brian Chun.
Hi, Brian. How are you tonight?
Very good, thank you.
Are you excited about this evening?
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be here, yeah.
Is there anyone, either of you, or any show that you're particularly pulling for?
Well, definitely Seussical. I mean, it was a fantastic show, but I will say beyond Seussical, I am pulling a little bit for The Drowsy Chaperone. I did see that show, and it was fantastic.
Oh, well, I'm just going to say that you're a marvelous person, Danny Ostropolic. And interviewing you standing up is really different. That's going to sound terrible on the internet, but like when we interview on our regular show, we're sitting down on sofas. Now he's standing next to me. He's a giant.
I'm a little bit taller than you are. I'd say at least a foot, I'd probably say.
Even with my heels on.
That's right.
Well, I hope you have a fabulous time tonight, and thank you for talking with us.
No problem. Thank you for having me again.
Okay.
Interview us for a second. So Luke and I are currently at the Beat Dish Awards, and we have just sampled the mashed potato bar, which I think is the best idea in the history of the world. Luke, your verdict?
Definitely the best idea ever, except they need more bacon.
Always more bacon. Matt, what's your opinion on the mashed potato bar?
Such a great idea. Mashed potatoes any day. I think every wedding should have a mashed potato bar.
I just said that to Luke. I'm going to have a mashed potato bar at my wedding. This is pretty much the best idea ever. There's like a ton of toppings. There's cheese and onions and veggies and gravy and sour cream.
And not enough bacon, apparently.
And not enough bacon. Karis has just had a sample of mine. What do you think?
I want more.
As do I. I think we're going to go for seconds now.
Yep. The time seconds has come to answer that question that has baffled mankind through the ages, namely, can the frog tap dance? The answer is, hit it! Happy feet, I've got those happy feet. Give them a low-down beat. And they
we're back with the Lovers, Dreamers, and You, and this is Karis talking with Alana Rapaz. How are you tonight, Alana?
I'm doing great, Karis. How are you?
I'm having a ball meeting all these wonderful people. You are looking stupendous. We're going to tweet a picture of you out to the Verse, and I want to ask you, who are you wearing?
I honestly don't know who I'm wearing.
Is this a creation of your own that you found?
I did find it, yes. It was one of my great finds that Becky always tells me I'm great at.
You are. You are quite the treasure at finding those things. Are you excited about the awards tonight?
I am super excited, and especially about the nomination for Ensemble Cast of Drowsy, because we were amazing, and I'm very excited about that.
Yes, we were sort of amazing. It was a good show, yes. Other than that, is there any particular award that you're excited to see the outcome?
Pretty much all of them. I'm excited for everybody.
And you're here to party down.
I sure am. Sure am. Show my support.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful night and keep on looking fabulous.
Thank you. I shall.
All right. This is Carrie with the Lovers, the Dreamers, and You, and I am here with Beatnik Award nominee Kezia Kirkham. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you very much. So, as well as the Beatnik Award, you are also nominated for some shows you've been in this season. So tell us about that.
Okay. Well, last February, I was in Treasure Island with you. And yes. And the show has been nominated for 9 awards.
So amazing.
Yes. And I was also in Seussical the Musical in, well, November and December. And that is nominated for 16.
So Kezia might be going up and down the award stairs tonight multiple times.
I suppose, yes.
So it's been a busy year for you this year in London Theatre, because I also saw you in The Fantastics at the Fringe Festival.
Yes, I was.
So this year, what has been your proudest moment this year in London Theatre?
Oh, there's been so many. I would have to say that the biggest moment for me was being Jim Hawkins in Treasure Island. It was huge because it was the first time that I was ever a lead. And also, it's really my first year in community theater. I mean, I was in the high school project, but this is really my first year. And for it to have been this successful is really amazing. So I'm very grateful for everything.
And that's fantastic. And Kezia did an amazing job as the young Jim Hawkins, which was a huge part and involved her facing a fear. Tell us about that.
Well, I have a fear of heights, so I had to face that, which was good, very good for me. Helped me overcome that a bit. I had to jump off a 7-foot moving triangular set piece and also climb up some rigging. So that was really... It was good. That's all I can really say. It was a great experience.
It's challenged you, but it's made you even more awesome than you already are.
Thank you very much.
And you look fantastic tonight. Tell me about your dress. Tell me about who you're wearing.
Well, actually, I was at dance, so my mom picked this out for me. It's from Fairweather. It was on clearance, which is always a good thing.
Always a good thing. It's always fun to save money.
Yes, it really is.
So if you win an award tonight, who are you going to thank?
Oh, so many people. It's hard to thank everyone because, you know, in the moment, you're just so, like, overjoyed that it's hard to remember everyone, I suppose. So the obvious people, like the cast and crew, everyone I've worked with all last year, I suppose. My dance studio for being so flexible. My violin teacher for being flexible as well. My schools for supporting me. Everyone who has mentored me. Karis. Yeah. And Christina for The Fantastics. And Cameron for Sioux School. And my parents, especially my mom, for driving me everywhere. Still don't have my G1. Should probably get a should get that soon. So all my friends and family for supporting me. Amazing.
That's awesome. So other than, including getting your G1, which is a goal for the future, do you have any other special projects or goals coming up this year?
Just get into more productions. I mean, I need to start building up my resume for post-secondary. I'm looking into more schools for that. I want to go into history and drama. So, yes. So just kind of getting prepared for that. Because next year is the big year and everything.
And then you'll be leaving us and traveling off to far off places and doing amazing things.
Maybe. Well, still to come.
Well, thank you so much, Kezia. Good luck tonight and have a great time at the Beat Dish Awards.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. As I'm getting like lipstick all over the microphone.
There'll be spectacle, there'll be fantasy, there'll be daring do and stuff like you would never see.
Hey, a movie!
Yeah, we're gonna be a movie!
Starring everybody! And me!
And I'm here with gorgeous Monica Mica. Say hi to the world, Monica.
Hello, world.
And tonight, I know that you are part of the cast for Treasure Island, which is nominated in a few different categories. That's right, yes?
Absolutely. I played Blind Pew in Treasure Island.
So tell us about Blind Pew. What was that person?
So Blind Pew was a crazy blind pirate man who quite often would swing at other pirates with his stick.
Did you find the role frightening?
Well, I know the children in the audience found it frightening. There were definitely some nights where I'd be walking down the ramp, and apparently I made children cry in the audience.
That is quite the accomplishment, isn't it?
It was definitely very different from any other role I've ever done, and I think I succeeded in being pretty terrifying.
I seem to recall that your director was particularly proud of that casting and your achievement, especially on the night that they were adjudicated. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We had a wonderful director who allowed me to sort of go as far as I wanted with the role and blend in with the other pirates and have the time of my life playing the role.
And is it not true that the adjudicator didn't even know that it was you when you came out?
Yes, that's very true. Very few people, after I came out with no costume, realized that it was a woman playing the role of Blind Pew.
I say that is worthy of some serious acknowledgement. Right, Matt?
Right, and I had no clue that it was Monica as that role.
And you're her roommate.
I am, and I stood there, and after I looked at the program and saw that she was playing Blind Pew, I was astounded.
Yes, astounded. That is a good definition of her performance. It was an astounding performance. Well, I hope you have a wonderful night tonight, and I hope that your show wins.
Thank you very much. I hope it does, too.
This is Carrie with the Lovers, the Dreamers, and You, and I'm here with a trio of beautiful people who I met through working on Western Summer Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale. So can you please introduce yourselves for the internet world?
I'm Caitlin Reetdyke.
Joel Schaefer.
I'm Jess Martin.
Very happy to have you all here tonight, and you all look absolutely amazing. You are just stunning, and for those of you who obviously can't see us here at the Dish Awards, we've got Jess is in a beautiful, stunning black dress. Joel is looking very dapper in black, and I guess this is teal turquoise tie and matching pocket square. And Caitlin, this dress is stunning, so tell me, who are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing McDougal. I actually picked it up at Elizabeth Noel on Richmond Row.
You absolutely glitter, and it's fantastic. So we have some nominees here tonight. So I know, Caitlin, you're nominated for an award. Tell me about this.
I'm actually nominated for two. I'm nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Hermione in Winter's Tale, and also alongside my co-designer, Whitney Bolam, for costume design in Winter's Tale.
It's fantastic. Are you guys nominated for stuff? And Jess is also nominated for an award. Tell us about that.
I was nominated for Best Stage Manager for Winter's Tale.
And I can vouch for the fact that she was an amazing stage manager. And Joel, why are you here tonight?
Well, two of the productions I was in were nominated, so I'm here to support my fellow cast members.
That's fantastic. And you're all you're working on projects right now coming up, so tell us about what's coming up in the future for you guys.
Right now, I'm in rehearsal directing Edward II with Empty Space Productions, which goes up at the Arts Project February 13th to 16th.
And Joel, what about you?
I actually play the villain in Edward II.
And Jess, I know you've got some projects going on right now. Tell us about those.
I'm also working on Edward II. I'm front of house manager for that. And I'm also stage managing MTP's Zorba the Greek, which goes up April 4th to the 14th.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you very much, everybody. And good luck tonight. I hope you come away with a whole bunch of new Dish Awards.
Thank you.
I know. I am here with the fabulous Cameron Carver and the equally fabulous Andrew Tribe, both exceptional directors in their own right. Say hello to the world.
Hello, world.
Hello.
And how you fellas are both looking very dapper tonight. Are you excited for this evening?
Very excited. It's a night to kind of reconnect with everybody in the community and just have some fun, really.
What about you, Andrew?
I'm really excited to see everyone under one roof. It should be a lot of fun.
Not often we get to do this, is it? Do you have any particular shows or awards that you're pulling for tonight, Cameron?
That's such a stressful question. I'd like to see some of the actor awards go to some people in my show, to be honest.
You're a proud director.
Very proud. Very proud.
And how about you, Andrew?
I was really taken by The Crucible. Justin Cannell's production, so I hope they really, really do well.
Excellent.
Me too.
And is there any category that you think, ooh, this is loaded, this is going to be drama, Cameron?
Oh, I think, honestly, most of them. There was a lot of really good productions this year, especially on the play side. There was there's some really good productions, especially The Crucible, which I was also impressed by.
And you, Andrew, do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Well, I hope you boys have a fabulous evening tonight. It's wonderful to see you both again, and enjoy the awards.
All right.
This is Carrie here at the Beat Dish Awards with the Lovers, the Dreamers, and You, and I am here with the lovely and talented Sam Shoebottom.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing tonight?
Excellent. It's an amazing crowd.
It is. You're telling me there's tons of people here.
Yes, yes. I just walked in the door, and it's like, all right, okay, this is going to be some night.
Yeah, Sam walked in the door, and we literally ran over to him and was like, Sam, we're going to interview you now.
Yeah, pretty much. That's basically how it went.
He's a good sport about it, though. And you are looking fabulous tonight. Who are you wearing?
I'm wearing my own clothes. Not that I actually designed them, but it's something from some store that was bought a while ago and freshly pressed.
That's excellent. Always good to be freshly pressed. Yeah. Now, Sam, you are a multiple Beat Dish Award nominee tonight. So tell us about that.
It was quite the honor with the fact of for my friend show Geek Quest that it's up for the Beatnik. I'm also up for Best Cameo Male in a Musical for Drowsy Chaperone for my role in that. Then also in Treasure Island, I'm also up for Best Supporting Role.
That's fantastic. And Treasure Island, a performance that's very near and dear to all our hearts, Luke's and mine and Sam's, because we were all in it together. So that's fantastic. So this year, what has been a highlight for you in your theatrical year?
I think just for me, it's just I've sort of been nonstop for the last couple of years. But I really enjoyed, not that I haven't enjoyed before, but this has seemed to be a year of getting together with a lot of great people, doing a lot of great shows, and I literally went from, ironically, Drowsy Chaperone, I went right from Treasure Island, right into Drowsy Chaperone, then right into Geek Quest. So, and those are the three shows that are up for the Beat Awards, and so there was just a lot of fun. That was the highlight for me, is I had a lot of fun doing these shows this year.
That's fantastic. Do you have any special projects coming up in the near future?
Yes, actually, start tomorrow night, we have our first rehearsal for Cabaret. We have a read-through, and that is at the end of March. I believe it's, I know that our tech week starts like March 17th or so, but it's the last 2 weeks of March is our production dates.
That's awesome. It sounds like it's going to be fun and challenging.
Yeah, it's another fun show, and also just the cast. The cast themselves, I'm really excited to work. There's a lot of actually people that have been around the London scene, theater scene for a long time that I've actually never had a chance to act with. So I'm really excited for that factor.
That's so fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Sam, and good luck tonight.
Well, thank you very much. Have yourself a great night, too.
Thanks.
Better place could anyone be? Because you're here with me. So everyone, here we go. Let's start the show.
Extra! Extra! Somebody's getting married!
Somebody's getting married?
Well, we're here tonight arguing with Matthew J. Stewart. Say hello to the world, Matthew J. Stewart.
Hello, world.
And how are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks.
Are you excited about this award ceremony?
Of course.
Anything in particular?
I think the much-anticipated Donald in drag sequence is going to be a highlight of the evening.
So that's why you came so early, to make sure you didn't miss anything?
Well, yeah, of course.
And please introduce to the world, because this is radio, the beautiful lady beside you.
This is my beautiful girlfriend, Christine McKeon.
Say hi, Christine.
Hello.
And I know you've already complained that you're not nominated for anything tonight, but I'm sure that you're excited about the whole evening.
I just hope my baby Matthew takes home the Best Cameo Award.
He's well-deserved in that category, I would agree. And what are you excited for this evening?
To see him win that award.
That's a very good girlfriend answer. Well, I hope the two of you have a great time tonight. And Matt Stewart, did you want to say anything to Matthew J. Stewart?
Matt Stewart, stop taking my name.
In theory, you had it first, but I'm making it famous, so...
And throw down. We'll tell you more about that later tonight. Have a good time. This is Carrie with The Lovers, The Dreamers, and You, and I am here with Phil Johnston, who is receiving a Merit Award tonight for his portrayal of Dracula at Original Kids Theater Company's production of Dracula. So, Phil, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm really excited to be here. It's great to kind of represent the company in a great way like this. I'm also really honored because it kind of pays tribute to the director, Anne-Marie, because she worked so hard on that show, and I'm just glad it's getting some recognition for all her hard work.
Well, that's awesome. This is the part that he's going to cut out because I'm making a mess of myself. How did you prepare for the role of Dracula, and what did you find was challenging about this role?
He's a very scary dude, and I'm not a very scary dude, so it was kind of hard to get in the mindset of lurking after young women and standing and looking creepy. So I did a lot of, like, you know, standing around my house at night, looking at myself in the mirror in shadows and being like, yeah, this is your scary face. You got that. Okay. You know, just trying to creep people out. I made a little girl cry, so I think I accomplished that. I didn't feel good about it, but I think I accomplished that.
I think that's a testament to you as an actor, Phil, because knowing you and having worked with you, you're definitely a wonderful guy and not creepy at all. So that's definitely a testament to how amazing an actor you are. During the performance, or actually during the process of rehearsing and performing, what was one of your most fun or interesting moments during this show?
There was one scene where I had to, like, make a girl drink from my, like, severed vein in my chest. And just the whole process of, like, getting how am I going to take my shirt off? How are we going to do it? Like, what's going to happen? Was just really funny because everyone in the cast, like, couldn't hold it together because we had to be so serious, so it just looks pretty ridiculous. So just trying to, like, seriously, like, make someone drink blood from my chest was a very fun experience, and now something I can say I have done, which is nice.
You never think of these things when you're actually doing it. You're like, okay, what do I need to figure out? Oh, well, drinking blood, of course.
And then in retrospect, you're like, oh wow, that was a little weird, but okay, I'll roll with it.
So, do you have any exciting projects coming up in the near future?
Well, I'm in Spamalot with Original Kids right now. We just had our first rehearsal yesterday, and it's a really great cast, and I'm really excited to be working with the new artistic director, Andrew Tribe, because he's an amazing person, and all the shows I've seen, How to Succeed and Spring Awakening that he's done, are both fantastic. So to work with a director, and he has such a vision already planned out, and it's so exciting to working with a director who knows what they're doing and what they want, and I'm very excited for Spamalot.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Phil, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you, Carrie, and thank you, sound guy.
Hello, welcome, welcome. We're here with Christina Baron Woods and Dwayne Woods. Please say hi to the world. Hi, world.
Hello there.
And I hear congratulations are in order. I know it's not exactly tonight, but I'm going to say happy birthday, Dwayne.
Well, thank you, Karis.
Happy birthday, Dwayne.
Yeah, so I think we might hear a few cheers of that tonight. We also have Greg Meisen's birthday tonight, so you might need to go and wish him well. What do you think?
Sure thing. Sounds good.
Is there any particular award that you're terribly excited for tonight, Dwayne?
Best ensemble in a musical?
Well, that sounds like a good category. What about you, Christina?
Well, I think I'm most excited about Best Musical, but I'm also really excited about the Beatnik Award for the musical.
Yes, that's a fun category as well. Are you expecting or anticipating or hoping for any drama tonight?
There will always be drama when Donald is involved.
Do you agree with that, Dwayne?
Absolutely, 100%.
And that's why we all come, right? Well, I hope you have a great time. Of course, no one heard you say that, so say that again.
Absolutely, there will be drama involved.
All right, have a wonderful time tonight. Thanks for talking with us.
This is Carrie with The Lovers, The Dreamers, and You, and I am here with two nominees, actually, two for the price of one here, Joe Risha and Andrew Thazi. How are you guys doing this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Joe, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thanks.
So you're both nominated for awards tonight. Tell us a little bit about that. We'll start with Joe this time.
Okay. Well, I'm nominated in four categories, twice for stage manager and twice for set design for the productions of Treasure Island and Drowsy Chaperone. I'm really excited for both. I'm a little bit, you know, feeling pulled. At least I'm up for a play in a musical, so there's a chance for both to win and both shows to do well. So I'm rooting for both, and I'm really excited to be here.
That's fantastic. And Andrew?
I'm up. I have three nominations in two categories, two music direction nominations, and one for sound design for Treasure Island. That's with Scott Speck as well. I'm really excited. I mean, it's going to be great. No matter who wins, it's just going to be. It's a great night.
So there is a potential for you guys to come home with a stack of dishes.
It would be an additional stack of dishes. There's about five right now at home, so. We're going to be able to serve dinner shortly, so we'll invite you all over, depending on how tonight goes.
That's fantastic.
something. I had something. Here's my awkward moment of the night. I had something to say, and then I forgot what it was. So if you were to win an award tonight, what do you think you best deserve for? What was your most... Okay, let's rephrase this. That one sucked. Okay, do over. So since you are both multiple dish nominees, what has been your proudest moment theatrically or artistically this year in London Theatre?
Oh, that's a bit of Sophie's choice for me. Both productions that I worked on were really, really exciting and really unique in their own ways. Probably what I feel I would be proudest of was the set design for Drowsy Chaperone. Treasure Island was a lovely show. I really enjoyed working on that set too, but it was simpler and in some ways was more a product of the director and the way it was used for its success, whereas Drowsy Chaperone was really a baby close to my heart and really a lot of details, a lot of surprises as part of the set. And I mean, we landed a plane at the Palace. How often do I get to say that?
That's awesome. And Andrew, same question.
I think I'm most proud of Joe's Drowsy Chaperone set design. I mean, the thing about for me, like Joe's nominations versus my nominations, set design, it takes a team to build a set, but him and the director often are so involved in their departments, whereas for me it's a huge team. It's not really necessarily my doing. It's the getting the right cast who were both really talented. It was getting the right band, who I have lots of really, really talented contacts there. So I'm more proud of Joe's nominations tonight than of mine. Not that I'm not proud of mine, I'm just, yeah.
It's so fantastic though. I love that you guys are so supportive of each other. It's just wonderful.
Can I change my answer to his musical direction of Drowsy Chaperone and be as romantic as him?
Totally, of course you can. This is our show, you can do whatever you want to. So what projects do you have coming up in the near future?
I am working on Titanic the musical at Original Kids. I'm directing and music directing. I'm also music directing Avenue Q, the Original Kids alumni show in June. So both of those are coming up in the next few months. So, yeah.
And yeah, you're going to be really busy then, because you're going from kind of a serious, romantic, challenging drama to equally challenging, but a little more raunchy, a little lighter. Not lighter, but... a little more fluffy and furry fun there.
Yeah, fluffy and furry is a really good way to say it, yeah.
And Joe, what do you have coming up in the next few months?
Well, my main project will be designing the set and stage managing London Community Players Sullivan and Gilbert coming up in May. After that, you know, we'll see where the wind may take us.
That's fantastic. Thank you guys so much, and good luck tonight at the awards. I hope you come home with a big stack of new dishes to add to your collection.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Boy, I wish I were you people seeing this for the first time.
Wow.
Ah. There'll be crooks and cops.
There'll be villainy.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with the man of the hour, Mr. Donald Dehaney. Say hi to the world, Donald.
Hi, hello, world. I'm ready for you.
Are you excited for tonight?
I am. This is the fourth one. I think I got it right, finally. It's really well organized. I got, a lot of people helping me. It's really hard when you're an A personality to delegate, but I do have a lot of dish elves this year, so it's great.
So, what has been the toughest journey of coming here tonight?
You mean just in this last 12 months? The last 36 hours. I mean, I have no sleep, but that's what it is. I mean, there's so much to do, and I get a million questions while I'm doing my tasks, so it delays it, right? And then my printer doesn't work, and then, it's crazy, and I'm picking up someone's talks and all this kind of stuff. But even though I am flustered, by the time we start, I'm okay.
And so is anything left at home this year, or is everything here?
And do you know what? Okay, I did not forget anything, and not one person reminded me. I told 10 people, remind me not to forget the programs, and no one reminded me, but I still remember.
Good for you. So maybe you have got everything right this year.
I think I do. I think I've got it right, yeah.
Is there any particular category that you're terribly excited to see? I know you know all of the answers, but you tend to forget because you've done so much work. So is there anything particular that you're excited for tonight?
I am excited for this. There are some surprises, and I can't wait to see the reaction of the peeps. our London theater peeps. I think sometimes you think, you know, there's a, you know what the horse is going to win, you know. And this year, guess again. I think there are some surprises, and that's always fun. I mean, that's what makes a award show exciting, right?
And is there any, I know you'd love it if somebody wore something ridiculous or if some crazy speech happened. Is there anything that you're just crossing your fingers for? Please, God, make this happen?
Well, yes. First of all, I don't know why everyone has to dress perfect. What does that mean? I love this. There's someone wearing feathers on their head. I don't know if you've seen Catu. I mean, it's amazing, and I love that. Of course, I've placed him, on the edge so that she doesn't block anyone's sight, like she did last year. But I like realness in a speech. You know what I mean? I think that I like honesty and realness, and it can be being fun or being emotional or whatever, but I do like that. You know what I mean? And quit thanking me. I mean, let's move it this year. Just quit thanking me. Just get to it.
Well, we'll see if time proves you right, Donald, and if you do have it right, and what the world, or what London at least, thinks of this year's awards. Thanks for talking to us, and I hope you have a fantastic time.
And thanks for being here this year. Thank you so much. Okay, great.
Hey out there in internet land. This is Luke with the Lovers of Dreamers and You, and I'm here with a former guest, Mr. Sean Brennan, who is nominated tonight at the Dish Awards for Best Actor in a Comedy or Drama for Long John Silver in a show we did together. How you doing tonight there, Sean?
I'm doing really well. Yeah.
You excited to be nominated?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an honor, and I was pretty humbled when it came out, so it was it's really cool. It's really cool that the London theater scene does things like this, and Donald puts in all the time to make these kind of events possible, so it's really, really cool to be involved.
So what are you up to now, Sean? You got any shows coming up?
I'm involved in the reading of Under Milkwood the Palace in the Perkinier Hall that runs the first Friday and Saturday of March. I think it's the first second of March, actually. So that's what's coming up next. So that'll be really cool, really interesting. We have our first read through on Saturday, which will be really interesting as kind of we tackle Dylan Thomas and kind of the Welsh tones of the whole show. So that'll be a lot of fun to be involved with, for sure.
And since I glazed right over Long John Silver, let's go back and talk about him a bit. So what was your biggest challenge in figuring out the role of Long John Silver?
Really?
Yes.
It was having one leg was the biggest challenge of the whole thing. Well, I think to be honest, that the physical challenge was the biggest challenge, as I think he's one of literature's best characters, best written characters. So it was pretty easy to kind of slip into his skin once I kind of figured out who he was, which didn't take that long. It just a couple readings of the book and seeing how the adaption altered him in certain ways, but ultimately it came down to just the physical challenges of playing the role, which I relished and I really enjoyed it by the end of it. But I'm just super thankful that the crutch held out for the run of the show, because that would have been really bad.
The pants didn't really hold up, but
no, it was the belt. The belt didn't hold up. So yeah, there was the one show where the belt kind of came undone, and I just had to hold my leg up as opposed to having it slung up under my big parachute pants. But we fixed it right after that. It happened kind of midway through the second act, so I was able to kind of adapt and move forward. But it was a lot of fun. That was a great show.
Awesome. Well, do you have anything you want to add tonight, Sean, or?
No, I'm just really excited to see the award ceremony and how everything goes, and I'm pretty honored and humbled to be in some lofty company and the nominations, and I'm really really excited to be a part of this these great kind of events that make London Theatre so awesome.
Indeed. Well, you have a great night and good luck. So, that's it.
Thanks. Thank you. Well, thank you. You're here with the Lovers, the Dreamers, and You. Yes, one of those microphones, you have to wait till it's pointing at you. Hi, say hi to the world.
Hi, world.
And are you excited for this evening?
We are very excited for this evening's Beat Awards.
Is there any particular award? I mean, I know you have a little in there, Amy, but is there any particular award that you're really excited about?
I'm just excited to be here. This is actually my first event ever. It seems that everyone of the who's who of theater and music theater in London is here. And now I'm in because I'm here.
That's true. You are in because you're here. What about you, my dear?
I'm excited. There's all the, for the youth things. There's a lot of high school kids, and we brought two tables, and the kids were so excited to dress up and come, and so I'm just excited for them. They're very excited to be here.
So do you have some kids from South Central who are getting merit awards or who are nominated?
Both, I think. I think we have some in both categories, so we're so excited. They were talking about their hair and their dresses all day.
And so no schoolwork was done at all?
They're very studious. I'm sure they spent their lunch hour prepping for this evening. I don't know.
Otherwise, you would not let them back in class, right?
No, actually, they were all our dance shows tomorrow night, so they were all actually at the dance show.
Good plug for the dance show. I'm sorry this will air after that it's over, but I bet you it will be spectacular.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope so.
Well, have a fabulous time tonight, and thanks for talking with us.
I am here with Jim Cressman, who is kind of an awesome all-around guy, and he is always around in the London theater scene. So, Jim, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Carrie, for two reasons. One, it's the Beat Dish Awards, and two, this is my last awards as a judge. But I'll still continue to support the Beat Dish, and I'll continue to support local theater because it's the love of my life, especially when people like you are involved.
Thank you so much. You make me blush here. Yeah, that's awesome, and congratulations on your final show here now. You've been a judge now for 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did this 3 years. I did the Brickenins for 3 years. You know, it's time for me to just start plunking my money down on the table again and paying for tickets and putting my big fat butt on the seats and sitting there and applauding. And somebody asked me after the show what I thought of it, that I can give them my honest opinion. I usually lie anyway. No.
So as a judge for the past 3 years, how many shows do you think you've seen in total?
Oh, I've kind of lost count. Because it all mishmashes in with all the other theater that I see. I think we saw 25 or 30 musicals this year. Might have been more. I'm not sure. Plus, then I do all the Stratford shows. I do all the shows at the Shaw. I go to New York, as you know. I do as much local theater as I can possibly see. So I lost count. But I retired a little over a year ago, and that's been the greatest thing I've done because now it gives me all these nights free that I can go to much more theater.
And you also have just had a turn recently on the stage as well. Tell us about that.
Oh, I was the man in the elevator in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, presented by Original Kids Theater Company. And I'm on the board of the Original Kids, but at our gala, we have a live auction item where you can bid to have a cameo appearance. And I ended up winning it last February. And so Andrew Tribe, the artistic director, said, okay, I'll put you in How to Succeed. What night you want to be there? And I said, what night? I said, how many shows are there? He says, well, we got a 7-show run. I said, I'll be there every show. And it was a ball. I loved working with the kids. Their age, I think 14 to 17, made me feel young. I was tired when it was over. I was really surprised. I started on the Sunday with the tech rehearsal and then the dress rehearsals. And I was really surprised the amount of hours the kids, and I guess any person in the theater that's on stage, or off stage, even the off stage crew, the amount of time they put in into a show, it's just unbelievable. And I wasn't there for all the weeks and weeks and weeks of hours and hours and hours of rehearsal that led up to that, but it was so great to be a part of it. And we did pretty good, I have to admit. We had some sellouts, and the people seemed to enjoy it, and I got to ham it up for my 15 seconds of fame as I standing on the elevator or in the elevator smoking my cigar and Smitty steals my Wall Street Journal.
and then parading across the stage in good time too. You kept good time and good rhythm with all those lovely ladies.
Yeah, I got to do the reprise and I even got to sing. I surprised Andrew Tribe on that I could actually have a singing voice. So I enjoyed that.
Jim,
It was actually sad when it was over. I got a little verklempt.
Jim Cressman, the man of many talents. Well, have a fantastic night tonight. Thank you so much. And do you have any special projects or anything you're looking forward to coming up in the near future?
Well, Original Kids Gala, as I mentioned, February 9th, Sunningdale Golf Course, or Golf Club. If anybody wants to go, just go on OKTC.ca and you can buy your tickets there. And then, of course, we have our Original Kids March trip to New York, which I just love. It's just a a great time to go to travel with the kids. The 10-hour bus ride there is not the greatest, but what the heck? You learn to survive. You learn to survive with it, and because once you get there, you know how much fun you're having.
It's totally worth it once you get to the best city in the world, other than London, Ontario, of course. Thank you so much, Jim. Have a great night.
Thanks, Carrie. Thank you.
Claire Porter Martin, you're here talking to the Lovers, Dreamers, and You. Welcome to the Beat Awards. Are you having fun yet?
I'm having a wonderful time. I just got here, and I'm having a blast already.
You walk in the door, and you get photographed. Isn't that amazing?
I just love it. I love looking around the room, seeing all these smiling faces. Everyone looks so pretty, and it's a fun night. We're just all here to have fun.
Exactly. Is there any particular award that you're terribly excited for tonight?
I think all of them. I just love that we get to celebrate theater, and win or lose, we're all winners, aren't we, right? We're all part of the theater community, and it's just about support.
And it gets bigger and bigger every year, right?
Yes, I missed last year, so I'm really happy to be here this year.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful time tonight, and maybe we'll talk to you later.
Thank you. You look gorgeous tonight.
Thank you. So do you. This is Carrie with the Lovers, the Dreamers, and You, and I am here with Matt Loop and Andrea Hutchison from LDT Online. And I am turning the table on these two, and I'm the one asking questions now. So how are you guys doing tonight?
We are doing excellent. Very excited to be here.
Fantastic. Andrea, how are you tonight?
Doing very well. Everybody looks very lovely.
Well, you look really lovely yourself. For obviously, you guys can't in internet land cannot see Andrea, but she's wearing a stunning red dress, and Matt actually matches with a red shirt as well. So I love
how that happened. I'm not really sure, but we often will match for whatever reason.
Why? It's because we're both loud, and we're like, look at me, red. Ah!
It catches the eye. It's just fantastic. So are you guys here tonight winning awards, supporting people? Why are you here?
Well, we're here to actually do kind of what you're doing, but we're going to be here interviewing people for LDT Online to do a feature. And I'm also up for Best Costume Award, which I don't know how I got nominated for that. I don't know what I did. I guess I got dressed or something, and they said, hey, give this guy a costume award. I don't know. I'm up for that. And in Channel Surfing, my production company, is up for 9 awards for Princess Annika.
That is fantastic. Actually, we spoke to Lisa earlier, too, with Princess Annika, which is very, very exciting. So, and I also, GeekQuest is also nominated for an award.
We're both in that, GeekQuest.
I remember that show.
GeekQuest 4.0?
Yeah.
Excellent. I was like, I have to get the right number. But yes, a fantastic show at the London Fringe that both Andrea and Matt were in, which is fantastic. So what's next for LDT Online?
I think we're just going to keep doing the same things we're doing, just sort of like plugging along and going month by month just to see, you know, what's up and coming up. And yeah, so people are informed about London Theatre.
There's so many shows each year, and it's like last year was a good, we did 75 features last year, and we have over 12,000 views, combined YouTube views. So, I mean, it shows that people do want to see this stuff, and people are interested in what we're doing. What we have to try to do this year even more so is get it out to a mass audience and get people from outside the core coming in the core and seeing our shows, which is sometimes hard to do. There's a lot of competition, but, of course, theater's the best. So, I mean, why wouldn't they come in and see it?
Yeah, we understand that one, especially trying to get your name out there and get more people to see it. And that's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations on so many views and all the work that you're doing here in London. Thank you for that. And have a great time tonight, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can't get into my shoes because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet because I've got half happy feet.
Here we are with Carrie Bishop-Milosh. Say hello to the world, Carrie.
Hello, world.
Are you excited for tonight?
Yes, very excited. It's a pretty cool event, pretty cool place to be tonight. Yep, the place to be tonight.
And what in particular might you be excited about tonight?
Well, Drowsy Chaperone, our version, as in A.B. Lucas is up for 3 awards, and our own man in the chair is getting an award of merit for high school, so that's pretty awesome.
So there'll be a lot of celebrating at your table.
Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely. I brought a big group. We got a full table of 8, and we're going to party hard.
So aside from your particular nominations, is there anything else that you're excited to see the outcome of?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm always excited to see who kind of stands out, especially of the shows that I've seen. And it's pretty exciting to think about the performances that are going to be on tonight, especially watching Keegan perform and seeing Cassandra is going to be pretty cool.
Was there any particular show that you saw that you were just blown away with this year and you hope it gets some extra nods?
Probably The Crucible. The Crucible was pretty amazing. Like, it was a really raw show, but I really, really enjoyed it. So I hope it gets some attention. Yeah.
Excellent. We'll have a great time tonight. Oh, perfect. We're recording. This is Carrie with The Lovers, The Dreamers, and You, and I'm here with Deborah Chantler, who is up for an award for Best Costumes for Jenny's House of Joy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
That's fantastic. So what did you find was, were there any big challenges in costuming this show?
Well, it was a period piece, so everything had to be made pretty much.
Wow. That and I hear there was a lot of corsets.
Yes, the poor ladies, yes, they had every single one of them. For a show that was about a whorehouse, they had quite a few costumes, funny enough, and they were supposed to be in different states of undress. So yes, there was lots of underwear.
So costuming and uncostuming, I guess.
Yes, that's right, that's right. We had the base underneath underwear, and then we kind of just put things on top and then took them off again, so.
Yeah, that's something I don't think about, I guess, when you're costuming, that you need to have, like, undergarments under.
Yes, underneath the costume, that's correct, because that was exactly right. They were always in some state of undress.
So what was your biggest accomplishment through working on this show?
Oh, my. Just seeing the vision come together, because when I sat down with Leslie Turner, who was the director, she kind of gave me colors that kind of she felt would be good, and then we worked it into a palette, and then all of a sudden when I sat back and watched the show for the first time and seeing everyone in costume, I was blown away. I kind of went, oh, we did something right. That looked okay.
That's fantastic. Do you have any projects coming up in the near future?
Yeah, right now I'm actually producing To Kill a Mockingbird, which is on February 22nd at the Palace, and I'm also costuming that one too. So we're going to the 1930s now.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you very much.
I'm here with the fabulous Anne Mooney. Welcome to the BEAT Awards, Anne Mooney.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here this evening.
Is there any particular award that you're excited for more than anything else?
Oh, no, I'm just here for the whole... I'm just a groupie. I'm here for the whole night for everyone. Actually, there's a couple of people, some of the high school students, very excited to see how the Dish Awards celebrate the high schools and find merit in all of the high school productions. It's one of my favorite things here.
It's so much fun to be a groupie. There's less stress, isn't there?
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. I could just cheer for everybody, and it doesn't matter what it's for. It's just everyone. It's, yeah, the best thing is being the groupie.
And you're looking fabulous tonight. Who are you wearing?
Good question. I think it's Tabby. I don't remember.
It's the way you pieced it all together, right?
Check out the shoes.
Okay, so visual on radio, ladies and gentlemen, they're fabulous, black and white, open toe
like
pumps,
and they're shoes, but they're high heeled,
and they're retro and amazing.
They're so much fun, and the most comfortable shoes I've ever owned.
Well, that was the final question: are they comfortable?
Absolutely, best thing ever.
So you're gonna rock the night away. Have a fabulous time tonight.
Thank you so much. Great to see you again, Karis.
Hi, I'm Carrie with the Lovers of the Dreamers and You, and I am here with Keegan McNeil, who is doing a multitude of things here at the BEAT Dish Awards. He is performing and receiving a Merit Award, and he is also nominated for an award. What are you nominated for?
Best Performance Actor in a Musical.
And what musical was that you're nominated for?
The Jazzy Chaperone.
Oh, very cool. That was a fantastic show where you were playing the man in chair.
Yes, I was.
So how did you prepare for this role?
Honestly, I actually love telling this story. Usually when I prepare for a role, I usually research like the time period it's set in, my character, see what kind of things he'd be up to. I just had to look on my iPod and listen to all the musicals I had.
Yes, because Man in Chair is just passionate about all these different musicals and all his records.
Yes, he's very passionate about all the musicals, ranging from like all the classic Broadway shows, especially his favorite show from 1928, The Drowsy Chaperone.
Of course, and who wouldn't be, because it's such a fantastic show.
Oh, yes, it was. It is a very fantastic show.
What was your favorite part of performing in that show or rehearsing throughout the process?
I guess my favorite part would have to be, like, working on, like, the huge act number at the beginning of Act 2, Bride's Lament, where it was just, like, me and my co-star, who played Janet Vandergraff. She was, like, so it's, like, this very intimate number, and then I was just, like, on the bench sitting next to her, just looking at her all starry-eyed and just, like, I am yours.
That's fantastic. And do you have any projects coming up in the future?
Nothing yet.
That's okay. It's nice to kind of take a break after being in such a big show like that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and good luck tonight. I hope you win.
Thank you so much.
I am here with the gorgeously elegant Whitney Bullum wearing this fabulous piece. Tell me, Whitney, who are you wearing?
It's my own.
Is it your own design?
It is not my own design, but it is my own building of the gown, yes.
But you had to choose the color and the fabric and everything, right?
I sure did, yeah.
So then it's your own design.
It is my own then. Yes, absolutely.
And you have a new business here in town. Can you tell our listeners what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. I just opened up the costume shop. It is London's specialty source for costumes. So I rent out costume pieces and accessories for theatrical productions. Also for photographers who need to do specialized shoots. And, you know, if anybody needs a special gown for a special event, they can come to me because I have a whole stock in my basement.
So next year, you're going to be the stylist to the stars. Am I right?
That is the goal. Absolutely. Yes.
Sign me up so I can be first.
Of course. Of course. We will custom design something for you.
Excellent. That has to, I have to have some perks somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what part of tonight are you looking forward to the most?
I actually get to present for the first time. I'm presenting the very first Dish Award for Best Makeup Design. So I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous to go up, and there's a lot of people here, but I'm really excited for that. So, yeah.
Just picture them all naked.
Of course. And I'm wearing my designs.
And half of them you've seen naked because you've dressed them.
It's true. It's true.
Well, have a wonderful time tonight, and thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Karis.
So we're here with Lisa, and I'm afraid to say your last name, Lisa. I'm sorry. Do you mind saying it for us?
De Grozier.
All right. So we're here with Lisa De Grozier and with Lovers, Dreamers, and You. And Lisa's up for an award, Best Sound Musical or Comedy, right? Yeah. Or no, I'm sorry, Comedy or Drama.
That would be correct. And I'm also stage managing, so I'm a little bit angsty right now.
You're stage managing a show right now?
This one.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I just learned this yesterday, yeah, so I'm studying.
I see. Oh, okay. So what show are you up for?
I'm up for Princess Annika. What's the long title? Oh, my God, I actually forgot. Yeah, Princess Annika. Let's just call it that for now.
And that was a fringe show, correct?
It was a fringe show, yep. And we also did it at the Doors Open London for London Life last September. And we hope to do it in schools someday. That's in the works.
So this was an original production then?
It was a book that was originally written by Thomas Bogad for his niece, Annika. And he decided to put it on the stage. It was probably a 3-4 year process.
So how was your experience with it? Did you have fun?
It was different to do something for kids. I never saw myself doing this, but It became really fun. It's always nice to see kids who believe and like, oh, you're a princess. Can I hug you? And then and they really believe that this is a princess and this is a king, and that just inspires so much. And you know, the message was really inspiring. Basically, to always be, you know, treat others as you would like to be treated. And when I learned that was the message, I was like, yeah, this is the show for me.
Hold still.
That's great, Gonzo.
Yeah, smile, cheeky babe. Yes.
My jewels! I'm gone, so my jewels! No!
We are here with the fabulous Bronwyn Powell. She's two-fisting it, ladies and gentlemen. Say hi to the world.
Hi, world. How are you doing?
I'm sure they're not doing half as well as you are. You're absolutely gorgeous. What are you wearing tonight?
I am wearing a little something from Colin Tai, a Montreal designer, brought to you by From Mars, which is really fun because when they call you, it actually says From Mars on your call squeal. I'm also carrying two glasses of wine, one in each hand, which accentuates my outfit and adds a little something-something to my eyes, a little gleam, a little sparkle.
I agree. And you have the best answer. You've won the award for the best answer for what are you wearing tonight. And I'm not the least bit surprised for knowing what you're wearing tonight. Best award for that.
Do you want to know what kind of underwear I'm wearing? No, I'm just kidding. I could tell you, but I won't. It's just
I don't think the internet needs to know that. And Matt Stewart, do you have any questions for Bronwyn?
Ooh, I'm not ready for this. I was just listening to you guys. You keep going, Karis.
What are you most excited for this evening's awards?
Well, I'll tell you what actually gives me a real big smile and tickles my fancy is I think it's really kind that they honor one student from each of the schools. And one of my students from Laurier Secondary is here having a little nod, a little recognition for her part in Dearly Departed, which we did last February. And I know she's really excited, and I think that's really, really delightful. Of course, it's nice that everyone who has been nominated has been, because everybody here is charming and talented, and it's really a lovely opportunity to get together.
You said it. Well, have a great time tonight, and you're off to a good start with those glasses of wine.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
All right, so now I'm here with the fabulous Chris Costello. Say hello, Chris, to all our listeners.
Hey, everyone.
And so what did you do this year that brings you out to the Beat Dish Awards today?
Well, MTP was thrilled to stage a couple of great shows, Drowsy Chaperone and Seussical.
And are they nominated for anything tonight?
They are, actually. And I'm told we may have the most nominations of any theater house.
That's because we're awesome. Well, you're awesome. What do you do with MTP? Tell everyone.
Well, you're awesome, too. You're an MTPer. What do I do with MTP? Well, certainly not singing and dancing. I'm on the board of directors for musical theater productions. So we're happy to sponsor those in the community who want to get involved and stage their favorite production.
Plug, MTP plug, musical theater productions, right there at Palace Theater. Go for it. Now, you said you don't do any singing or dancing, but did I not perform beside you in a show recently this summer?
Yes, I did fulfill my dreams of playing Kyle in Legally Blonde for Simply Theater with you. That is true. That was my debut and closing night, Swan Song, all in one production. It was amazing.
Exactly. And you did do some dancing, some Irish dancing.
That's true. I can be trained. And that was a ton of fun.
Way to bring it in, right? With Irish dancing out of anything.
I am Irish. And I tapped into those roots, a little bit of Guinness before every show, and I was set to go.
See that? He only performs drunk, folks. What are you looking forward to most about tonight, other than the shows that you've worked alongside? Is there anything you're looking forward to?
Yeah, you know what? I love this night because you get to see so many faces and people you work with in different capacities throughout the year. Certainly, a lot of effort goes into every show in London, and we're really lucky to have a supportive community that people are involved with different productions, and that reciprocity comes back tenfold throughout the year. So seeing those people that make all the difference is one of my favorite things.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, have a good night. And that obviously sums up what Theatre in London is all about, right, Chris?
Absolutely. Thanks for talking, Matt.
All right, we'll see you soon.
David Bogart, two-fisting it, following in the footsteps of the amazing Bronwyn. How are you doing tonight, David?
All the great English actors like Richard Burton and, you know.
Oh, I should get two then.
Oh.
Now, you were saying earlier that you wouldn't interview unless it was me.
True, Matt. I will only answer to you.
All right. Well, I'm here. So what are you most excited for tonight? Like, what's going on in your head?
Well, obviously, I want to get drunk. I want to pick up some chicks. And then I'm going to support my peers and celebrate the London theater scene.
All right, well, I'll be your wingman if you be mine.
That sounds good. We've got to stick together. I mean, it's the village, right, that raises the dysfunctional theater individual.
Exactly. So now, any shows you're in that you were in this past year up for nominations? Are you up for any nominations? What's going on with that?
I'm going to be very frank. Last year, Donald had a huge hard-on for Karis. It's okay. It's, you know, everything's okay here, right? For Anne Frank. So You know, we cleaned up last year, and I was lucky enough to get Best Supporting Actor and Bronwyn and Katie and the show. But I'm very proud of A Delicate Balance, which is up for about 4 or 5 awards, I think. But Donald tells me, I'm talking out of school here, that another show that I was in, Endgame, a Beckett show, which he really enjoyed, wasn't eligible because it wasn't registered. But he tells me, being the nice man he is, that would have been honored as well. So I was just happy to be a part of two very interesting, different theatrical pieces last year. But the most important thing is just to, I think, celebrate everybody's work this year, which has been tremendous. So
that's what it's all about, right? Is celebrating everybody's talent. Hopefully you have fun. You will have fun. You've got 2 drinks already. And we'll hopefully see you cross the stage.
Thanks, Matt. You need a raise, buddy. You're the best.
You know, on the show, that wasn't funny.
True, true.
But on a record, it doesn't even make sense.
Thanks for joining us at The Lovers, The Dreamers, and You. We'd love to hear from you, and you can do that at thelovers.thedreamersandyou.com or by finding us on Twitter or Facebook. This has been a Luke Bainbridge production. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, and we'll see you next time for another edition of The Lovers, The Dreamers, and You.
Life's like a movie, write your own ending, keep believing, keep pretending, we've done just what we've set out to do, thanks to the lovers, the dreamers.